Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm your host, Cynthia Pooler. And the second debate between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton has just ended. And I have my guest is my friend Bob Port. And we're going to talk about the debate, but it's going to be not the talking heads from Washington, but a Capital District perspective. So Bob, you saw the whole thing. What'd you think?
It was very interesting. It was a really good debate. It actually, once it got off the subject of Donald Trump's statements, the tape that we've all heard, actually got on to some substantive issues, and a lot of kind of good information came out. I thought that during the debate, Donald Trump kind of got the upper hand in many cases over Mrs. Clinton, but it was a good debate.
What did you think of the body language? What did you think of Donald Trump's body language, Donald Trump's expression, Hillary Clinton's body language, and Hillary Clinton's expression?
The body language was very interesting. Donald Trump was kind of clearly on the defensive, on edge. He has a sort of scowl on his face much of the time, looking at Mrs. Clinton. Mrs. Clinton has kind of a smile pasted on her face, and she's very much standing her ground and walking around. I mean, throughout the debate, Trump was, with his body language, pretty respectful toward her and her toward him.
The fact that, you know, he was pretty focused, more so than people, you know, the pundits said he would be. His focus and his ability to, you know, talk about specific issues without wandering off to different tangents, did that surprise you?
No, it didn't surprised me. I think he was much better prepared for this debate than he had been for the very first debate. And a lot of his answers to the questions were pretty well thought out. I think that you saw a very aggressive statement. You saw a series of aggressive statements from him when it comes to foreign policy, dealing with ISIS and the Middle East. And he was really animated on that subject. And I think that scored a lot of points with a lot of voters.
So do you think that Hillary Clinton scored any points tonight?
She did. She made statements that she's made throughout the campaign, and she appealed to her base and a lot of voters, who a majority of whom, based on polls, have already decided they're ready to vote for her.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear anything that broke any new ground, but she certainly said a lot of things that will appeal to her supporters.
Well, I had turned the TV off at 6 and I turned it back on at 8 o'clock. The fact that I had heard that Trump had invited a number of women that were accusing Bill Clinton of indiscretions, I thought at that point it was going to be just a freak show. The first half hour was pretty vicious. What do you think was the most vicious part about the debate?
I think you're right. In the very first half hour, that's where the subject of Donald Trump's tape recording of his remarks 11 years ago came out. And that's where he took a couple of shots at Mrs. Clinton and her husband, Bill Clinton, who was sitting not very far away. But the it's almost as if everyone in the room just wanted to avoid a public airing of that whole subject, whether it's Mr. Trump's statements or Bill Clinton. And I mean, there were things said that kind of skirted around the 800-pound gorilla in the room. So I don't think it really got a full airing that a lot of people expected.
Who do you think benefited most by this debate?
I think I'd have to give the edge in the debate to Donald Trump. But I say that having to recognize that he lost a lot of votes between this evening and Friday, when the 11-year-old tape recording of his remarks, the public, released by the Washington Post, that tape was devastating to him. It depicted a man who is a sexual predator, who has a certain attitude toward women that maybe had been somewhat reflected in statements throughout the campaign, but never quite in such a crude fashion as it was in that tape recording. But I would have to give him an edge in this debate, because I think for a lot of people, it somewhat gave them some reason to have faith in him as a candidate.
You know, it's funny, but the entire weekend we spent talking about the tape from a Howard Stern show. But, you know, I watched the TV off and on during the weekend. Did anybody ask Stern about that you know of?
No, not to my knowledge.
That's pretty interesting.
It is. I mean, Howard Stern's interview just became one of many things sort of hanging out there. Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So, you know, the TV stations after and the radio like to say who won and who lost. As far as a winner and a loser, who would you say won and who would you say lost?
Or was it
a truth?
You know, I think it was probably, in terms of winning any votes for either candidate, I think it was basically a draw, the debate itself.
Okay.
If I had to give an edge to a so-called winner, I would give it to Donald Trump. I just thought he had a bit more of a commanding aspect during the back and forth conversation.
So do you think he helped himself tonight?
I think he did. I think he redeemed himself a little bit. I just don't think he's going to be able to recover from the revelation of the tape recording.
But public figures have redeemed themselves and situations where I believe were a lot worse than a been a conversation with Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I just think that the tape recording and what it reflects is going to alienate so many voters, particularly women, who are already not favorably inclined toward Donald Trump, that there's literally no way he can swing enough votes between now and November 8th to win the election in the states where he has to win.
Well, it's going to be interesting to listen to Melody Burns tomorrow on Vandenberg Station, because she's, you know, a real pro-Trump supporter. So it's going to be interesting to hear her take on it. And with the body language and with the facial expressions, do you think that Hillary Clinton was overconfident or underconfident?
If anything, I thought she was a little overconfident, a little bit cocky at times in her statements. I think that she was questioned several times to the credit of the two moderators who were kind of setting up these questions from voters, but at the same time interjecting their own questions. She was questioned on emails and so on. And I thought initially her very first response to that subject was really kind of arrogant for a lot of voters. I think it reminded them of how untrustworthy she can be.
Mm-hmm.
So on that score, I thought she came across as a little arrogant and overconfident. Throughout the rest of the debate, I think she really retained her composure and put on a very good performance.
In the first debate, Trump, he wandered from issue to issue, and he didn't have much focus. Now, in the second debate, he was a lot more focused in answering the questions, sticking to the issues. Is the notion of Donald Trump being unfocused, do you think that's going to change any?
I think it changed a little bit in this debate, but I wish he were even more focused than he was, tonight. I really think the central issue for the largest number of voters in this election is about the economy, the state of the economy, and how to increase jobs in the United States and the health of the U.S. economy. And that subject just hasn't gotten enough attention during these both debates. Tonight, you heard the two of them discuss very different views on taxes, and that's an element of that subject. I think when the vote is finally taken on November 8th and the exit polls are done, you're going to see that the economy was a major factor in people making a choice here. And I felt that he could have capitalized a lot more on that subject than he did tonight, though he certainly did a lot more than he had in the first debate.
What did you think of the two moderators? What I found a little bit annoying was the fact that when the moderators were asking a question or telling them to stop talking, they totally disregarded the moderators and just kept talking right over their head. I didn't think that was very nice.
Well, no, but these are the two people running for president, and the moderators are really kind of irrelevant to most voters. You know, Anderson Cooper and Martha Raddatz both did a fairly good job. I think they have certain biases individually, each one of them, that kind of came out, weren't a surprise to anyone watching. The candidates really were at times debating the moderators as much as they were each other.
Now, what percentage of the people who might go out and vote on November 8th, how many of them do you think are still undecided?
Well, the polls are showing that number to be somewhere between 10 and 20% of the American electorate, and it's different in the battleground states that are important to the Electoral College vote. I think there was a large number of voters who had supported Donald Trump until the end of last week, who suddenly had all kinds of doubts. I suspect most of them will stick with him, but not all of them. And so at this point, it seems pretty likely that Hillary Clinton is going to win this election.
And you still feel that way?
Yeah,
that
I do.
Hillary will win. Okay.
I think that's the most likely outcome.
Did anything you hear today strengthen that notion for you?
No, not particularly tonight. I don't think this debate changed a lot of votes. But it does come at a time when people who haven't decided really have to decide. I mean, voting has already begun. A lot of people are requesting absentee ballots and voting right now. But I didn't see anything tonight that I think is a game changer. The debate itself, in how the vote will ultimately be cast.
Up until the time the debate started, there was a lot of talk about Donald Trump stepping down and possibly Mike Pence stepping up. And do you think the fact that he performed a lot better than people, Trump appeared a lot better than people thought he would. Do you think that's going to anyway hurt the chairman of the National Republican Party?
Well, the Republican Party nationally is in shambles. It's ununited and somewhat at war with itself. I don't think the debate tonight is going to change how that goes. But as things stand right now, the Republican Party is not going to win over significant numbers of minority voters, and they're not going to win a majority of women voters, and therefore, in the United States, they're going to lose the election, just as they have for many, many cycles.
Do you think that if that's the case, candidate, do you think the Democrats can possibly win back the House of Representatives?
Boy, I'm not sure. I haven't followed that question as closely as I might, and I just don't think it's likely they'll take back the House in any event. I think it'll remain in Republican majority hands. Could they take back the Senate? It's possible, but I think that's also unlikely. So I think we're going to see another 4 years of pretty much the same stalemate, where we have a Democratic president and a Republican Congress who are very much at odds with one another. That's how it looks.
It's going to be interesting to hear what the pundits say in Washington and around the country. So, Boston, you know, it's late now. You know, you've probably got to get up real early. So thank you for taking the time to share your thoughts on the debate, the presidential debate tonight. I appreciate this, and thank you, everybody, for listening. So this is Focus on Albany. If you like this show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. Thank you, everybody. Good night. Good night, Bob, and thank you so much.
Good night. Thank you.